I guess we're back with episode 2 of our podcast.
Yep, we're back for more fun fact adventures.
Should we introduce ourselves again?
Sure. I'll go first this time. I'm Steve, the father part of this father-son podcast.
I'm Ben, the son part of the Fact Trekkers team.
In our first ever podcast, we talked about a lot of fun and fascinating things.
We talked about giraffes, donuts, and the tallest mountain on Earth, to name a few things.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, right. We talked about icebergs, too.
If you missed our first podcast, you should check it out. There really was a lot of fun stuff in there. Fun facts to share with your friends and family, and just to enjoy learning yourself.
Just like last time, today we'll have our rapid-fire fact-off, our main event where we go deep on three subjects, and our two facts and a fake section.
That's the one where we'll try to trick you folks who are listening with one totally made-up fact. But every other fact in this show is completely true, as wild as they might seem.
Should we get on with the wildness of it all?
Indeed. It's time for the fact-off.
Here we are in the fact-off, the part of our podcast where my dad and I swap some of our favorite fascinating facts.
And these are random, by the way. No connection to one another, except that we find them really interesting. Ben, want to take it away?
Sure. The sun is so big that it could fit more than a million planet Earths inside it.
That's a lot of Earths. A lot of owls grouped together is called a parliament, and a group of crows is called a murder.
Dark. Can we please cheer it up with this one? There is no word that means please in the Danish language. Tak is used to mean both please and thank you.
Well, thanks for that one. Alexander the Great named a city after his beloved horse Bucephala.
No number before 1,000 contains the letter A.
That's a lot of counting, eh?
No, that's not a lot of counting, eh?
Oh, true. Okay, last one for now. America is wider than the moon.
And that's
the fact-off.
Which means it's time for
the main event.
In the main event, the facts aren't random. They're all connected. We go deeper into three subjects so you can learn even more about them.
And we would love it if you would help other people learn about us.
So maybe tell your friends, your family, your classmates. You know what? Just tell everyone. We really appreciate it and hope you appreciate the fun stuff you can learn here.
And again, every fact is completely true because we don't want to send anyone barking up the wrong tree.
But we are going to talk about barking because we're starting with dogs. There are 360 recognized breeds of dog worldwide.
The largest type of dog in terms of weight is the Mastiff, with males sometimes reaching a whopping 230 pounds.
What? Mastiffs are massive. What a perfect name. But they probably aren't that fast.
I'm sure they can't compete with the Greyhound, the world's fastest dog breed. They can run at up to 45 miles per hour.
Okay, that's what I call speed.
And the most common dog breed in the world, as of the time of this recording, is the French Bulldog.
The oldest dog breed is the Saluki. This breed has a lineage that might be as old as 7,000 years and is certified by the Guinness Book of World Records to date to at least the 4th century BCE.
Sticking with the numbers, the oldest known dog ever, named Bobby, lived to be 30 years old.
The numbers get smaller when it comes to colors, though. Well, contrary to popular belief, dogs are not colorblind. They can only see shades of yellow, blue, gray, and brown.
They win when it comes to their noses, though. Depending on the breed, a dog's sense of smell is more than 1,000 times more sensitive than a human's.
In America, some 45% of dog owners let their dogs sleep in their bed with them.
Speaking of sleep, puppies and senior dogs dream more than dogs in their middle years. And when a dog is dreaming, you can usually tell.
Right. Their eyelids may flutter, just like a human's during REM sleep. They may wag their tails, they may bark or whimper, and they may even move their paws like they're running.
That's a cute canine fact.
Speaking of canines, let's pivot to some facts you can really sink your teeth into.
We're moving on?
Yeah, we're moving on. To teeth!
Let's start with the basics. Kids have 20 baby teeth, whereas adults have 32 teeth.
That's if they keep all four wisdom teeth, of course.
Correct. And in fact, most people don't. Around 85% of people will need to have their wisdom teeth removed, or at least some of them.
So maybe wisdom teeth aren't all that wise?
Well, our ancestors chewed much tougher foods than we do today, as cooking food is a relatively recent development, and of course processed food is a modern phenomenon. So early humans needed more and larger molars for all that chewing. Also, early humans had larger and more pronounced jaws, so the extra teeth fit better.
Speaking of extra teeth, 32 is nothing if we look beyond our own mouths. Some species have thousands. One species of catfish has 9,200 teeth, while some snails have 20,000 teeth, though they're very small and are actually on their tongues.
20,000? Wow. Okay, let's escargot to the next fact. The largest tooth ever found was a mammoth tusk that measured just over 165 inches long.
So tusks are teeth, huh? You learn something new every day.
Especially when you listen to the Fact Trekkers.
Speaking of not new, dentistry is one of the oldest professions known, with clear examples of dental work traced back to around 7,000 BCE in the Indus Valley.
And behind those teeth is the strongest muscle in the body, the masseter, which is the primary chewing muscle controlling the jaw.
Masseter? Hey, that sounds like mass eater. And you know what people eat a massive amount of?
Escargot?
Nope. Dessert. So let's talk about that.
Let's start with how dessert got its start, specifically its name.
Oh, right. The word dessert comes from the French word desservir, meaning to clear the table.
Clear the table. That clears things up. And according to our research, the most popular dessert in America is...
Chocolate chip cookies. Sweet. Speaking of popularity, the most popular ice cream flavor in America isn't chocolate. It's actually vanilla.
And in fact, that's actually the most popular flavor worldwide.
Well, that fact isn't vanilla.
I agree, but I have to say, it always bothers me when people use the word vanilla to mean boring. It's such a complex flavor. I love vanilla.
I agree. Vanilla is great. Maybe we should use the word licorice instead, because licorice is one of the least popular ice cream flavors in the U.S.
Here's another fact for you. 1 in 6 Americans eats dessert every day of the week.
And I bet you a lot of those Americans live in Tennessee, as that is the U.S. state where eating dessert is the most common.
Let's move beyond our borders, and let's look at some popular desserts around the world. In France, crème brûlée tops the list.
Crème brûlée. I love that one. It's a creamy custard with a caramelized and crunchy top layer that you break up and stir throughout the creamy, dreamy cream.
Good information. In Japan, mochi is super popular.
Another delicious one. Mochi is specialty flavored ice cream wrapped in a chewy flavored rice shell. One of the most popular mochi flavors is sakura, or cherry blossom.
You should all definitely try some mochi. And if you find yourself in Spain, be sure to try the national dessert, which is flan.
From my research, that's a thick and creamy custard dessert with sweet and bitter caramel on top. It sounds delicious. I need to try it.
And I think you have tried this one. In Thailand, mango sticky rice is a beloved treat.
I have had that one. It is basically a rice pudding sweetened with sugar and coconut milk, then topped with fresh mango and herbs.
In New Zealand and Australia, the dessert go-to is pavlova. You Bluey fans will get the reference.
We've actually made pavlova, and it is absolutely delicious. It is a bowl-like shell of meringue with fresh fruit and fresh whipped cream on top.
Yeah, that was delicious. These have all been fascinating facts. But how's this for a sweet idea?
Let me guess. Is it time for our next segment?
You nailed it. It's time for Two Facts and a Fake.
If you are new here, Two Facts and a Fake is our only segment where not everything is, in fact, a fact.
One of them is fiction.
And it's up to you to sniff out the fake.
But don't worry. We'll reveal it all at the end of the show.
So let's jump right in.
Number one.
In 1973, a village in France elected a goat as its mayor for one day to protest local government policies.
Number two.
Scarlett, you do this one.
Teeth are the only part of the human body that cannot heal themselves.
Number three.
There are more trees on Earth than there are stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way.
We'll reveal the answers at the end of the show.
So stick around.
Well, it looks like it is about time for our second fact-trekking journey to come to an end.
We had so much fun, and we learned a lot along the way.
We learned about massive mutts, tasty treats, and teeth as well. Hey, Dad, what was your favorite fact?
I love the one about comparing the size of the Earth to the Sun.
Unfortunately, I think it's about time for this trek to come to an end.
But not before the big reveal.
That's right. It's time to close up this case of fact versus fiction.
First up...
Teeth are the only part of the human body that cannot heal themselves.
Next up.
There are more trees on Earth than stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way.
Lastly.
In 1973, a village in France elected a goat as its mayor for one day to protest local government policies.
Yeah, that did not happen.
But what will happen is a lot more facts coming your way in our next episode.
So stay tuned.
And now today's trek has come to an end.
That's a fact.